Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now joining us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is Yale head football coach Tony Reno. Let me give you some background on Tony. He is from Oxford, Massachusetts. Played his college ball at Worcester State. After college, he became an assistant coach at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. In 1998, he went back to his alma mater as a defensive coordinator. In 2003, he joined Yale as a wide receivers coach and later became their defensive backs coach. Left Yale for Harvard in 2009 and became their special teams and defensive backs coach. Came back to Yale in 2012 and took over as their head coach. Last season led them to a 9-1 regular season and the Ivy League championship, and we are honored to have him with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Coach, Chris and Bob here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, fellas. How are you tonight?
We're fantastic, good. Coach. Thanks for being here. Before we get into all the football stuff, as I was researching your career, I saw on your Wikipedia page that your wife's name is also Tony. Got to be incredibly difficult when you guys are out in public together and someone yells, "Hey, Tony."
Yeah, it is. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, you get married and your wife shares your name, so it's great. One pact we made is that we weren't gonna name any of our children either Anthony or Antoinette, so we wouldn't have three of us.
So, Coach, I want to get your perspective because you had the unique opportunity to coach on both sides of the game, the Yale-Harvard game, and it's one of the great rivalries in college football, and it's gone your way the last couple of seasons. Harvard had it the previous nine. You were a part of a couple of those as well. So how do both schools look at that game, and what is it like for the week during that week leading up to the game?
Oh, it's it's an honor to be part of this incredible rivalry, which, you know, obviously we feel is the greatest rivalry in college football and arguably one of the top five, you know, in any book. But, it really is one of those things where you've got these two great institutions and, that are elite in everything that play each other in a game once a year that really rallies the communities of both schools and the towns and everyone involved with Yale or that school up north, really, really rallies around this game. And, you know, for both schools and for the players and the coaches and the fans, I mean, it's a full game atmosphere. I mean, it's a week long of preparation by the universities on both sides. And, you know, the kids don't attend class, I think, Thursday on. I mean, they're traveling to that school and they're up there with their, you know, up there with their friends and their classmates or their alumni and they're, you know, having a good time getting ready for the game. So it's a really unique opportunity. And, you know, playing the bowl. I mean, last year we won the Ivy Championship in front of 55,000. We play up there, up in Cambridge and that sells out around 34,000. So, you know, it's a incredible opportunity for our kids and for our communities.
And Coach, this year's game is going to be played at Fenway Park. And you mentioned a moment ago, you're already playing one of the game's, you know, greatest stadiums, the Yale Bowl. But does playing this year at Fenway take this game up yet another notch?
I think it just adds to the, you know, adds to the tradition and the pageantry of the game. It's, it's one of those games you could play it anywhere. We could play it, you know, at a high school, and in the middle of Nebraska, and there would be people finding a way to get there because it's such a unique thing and it's such a great rivalry. But obviously when you put it in such an iconic venue as Fenway Park, it just adds to it. So, you know, for us, I mean, we're of the mentality. We play anywhere at any time. So, wherever they tell us their spot in the ball, we'll be there.
Bob, questions for Coach?
Tony, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, and thanks again for being on the TV side for years leading up to this, and now we're taking it to the radio side, so I appreciate your devotion. And we've talked about it in the past, Tony, about how you played at Worcester State, and tell us about when you first got the coaching bug, Tony. When did you really know that, hey, I might want to do this full-time and make a living at it?
You know, it's really unique that I played for this, my high school football coach, John Del Dorian, was an incredible mentor for me and really was, outside of my father, the person who influenced me the most in my life. And, And that was really a unique opportunity to play for such a guy who was tough, but he was fair, and he's such a great mentor. And I went to college, and I remember sitting in my head coach's office my junior year, and we had some good teams. I was fortunate to be part of some good teams there. And at the end of my junior season, he said, "What do you want to do when you get out of here?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it." And he said, "Well, what do you like to do?" And I said, "You know, I like to play football." And he said, "Well, why don't you try coaching?" So I was fortunate enough to get an internship at Kings in Pennsylvania, and then, you know, I haven't worked a day in my life since.
And Tony, how last year was, again, magical season for you guys, topped off by that victory over Harvard, the Ivy League title. Has that given a quote-unquote more than normal boost to recruiting this year?
No, I think obviously anytime you have success, it helps everything. And you know, we've been very fortunate. Yeah, we've had three of the top five recruiting classes in the country in the last 3 years. So our juniors were number two in the country. Our sophomores were five, and our freshmen were number two in the country. So the only other school to do that was North Dakota State. And we've been fortunate that way, where we've been able to recruit really well. Obviously, I think the success we had last season really is is due to the fact that we've got some great kids, and they worked their tails off for it. And we're very fortunate from President Salve on through, Tom Beckett and now Vicky Chung. We've got great athletic directors who support us. And that all helps recruiting. You know, when you go to a school and I sit there and say our president is, when they see President Salve, when the players enter the Yale Bowl and he's the last guy that they slap hands with before they walk on the field, or, our director of athletics is on the sidelines. I mean, that's different. I mean, it just shows how important football is, to Yale and the Yale community. And I'm just honored to be part of it. And those pieces really help in the recruiting process.
Coach, you guys have Mercer coming up this Saturday. Mercer's 3-2, and their offense is putting up almost 39 points per game over their last four games. So how are you trying to deal with those guys, and what are you looking forward to come this Saturday?
You know, it's interesting. When I was hired at Yale, you don't control much of the out-of-conference schedule because it's so far in advance. We book out 10 years in advance. And when we looked at the scheduling and we had some openings, I sat with Coach Cozen and I said, "Coach," I said, "give me, I'm about to look at our first out of conference scheduling. What's the mentality you always had?" And he said to me, "My mentality was always to schedule great schools, great people, the best that we can." So he took me through the times when, Yale was playing the academies and went up to Boston College and went down over to Hawaii and playing some great teams. And so, obviously, to me, my job is to make sure I honor that guy every time and do right by him and all those who've worn the Yale uniform for 145 years. And we looked out and we scheduled a team in the Southern Conference who's, we played Maine, who was 16 in the country a few weeks ago, and this Mercer team played Auburn 24-7 last year. So they're extremely talented. They've got a ton of speed. You mentioned their offense. They'll be the fastest team that's been in the Yale Bowl in quite some time. And it'll be a great challenge for us, but it'll also be a good test for us as we really enter the meat of our Ivy League schedule starting next week.
And Tony, as you mentioned, Yale Bowl, right? We're about a month shy from the Yale Bowl turning 104 years old, and at a time when stadiums that are, as young as 20 or 30 years old are being torn down, imploded, and replaced. You guys play in a stadium that is one of the most revered in the country. And want to get your thoughts on the Yale Bowl and what it's like playing in that building.
I was very fortunate to be part of the 100th anniversary game of the Bowl against Army in 2014. And I think at that moment, I always appreciated how much, just how much history and how much Yale has really embraced rebuilding the Yale Bowl and making it great again. We're very fortunate to be in a stadium where we just finished, President Salve just redid all the seats in the stadium, so all the seats are done over again. And when you look at it and you walk down that tunnel, you get chills every time, whether it's a practice or a game, and you come in that stadium and you walk on that field and you say, this is a field that, know, people have been walking on and playing this great game for over 100 years. So, you know, we're very fortunate to be part of, you know, a long line of history and incredible men who walked on that field and played this great game. So it's an honor, and I think it tells you a lot about Yale. Again, like going back to a lot of schools are downsizing. You mentioned it. You know, that school up north is downsizing their stadium. I mean, and we haven't. We're saying that, you know, football is that important at Yale. We want to make sure that we have, you know, a facility which shows that.
Bob, more for Coach.
And Tony, we talked about the rigors of a coach like yourself who has a family, and it's a year-round job, as we know, and how it is tough to juggle. Is it any easier now, Tony, than it was when you took over in 2012, as far as now you being kind of used to things, or has there strategies in place now that kind of make you don't spread yourself so thin?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that obviously when you, once you've done things for some time, you're able to get into a, I don't want to say routine, but you understand, what needs to be done, and things aren't new, that you've done them before. But, you know, for us, I mean, I always look at every day as like either getting better or you're getting worse. So we always say you're either growing or dying. And for us as a football family and for me as a individually, you know, we have to try and improve every single day and in every facet of our football family, our, you know, in our business. And, I look at it that way. And, I'm very fortunate to have an incredible wife and, you know, three great kids who are, you know, our partners with me in this, you know, in this great, job I have. And, you know, it's been a joy since day one. And like I said to the team, I just love coaching these guys. I mean, I'm very fortunate. We've got a great culture and a great team. So everything we do is, you know, I enjoy it. So the recruiting, the traveling, all that stuff, it's, you know, when some people say, you know, you travel a lot, I say, you know, but I look at it as like I'm building our team. Like I'm going out there and trying to handpick the next running back or offensive guard or defensive tackle. And to me, that's a, you know, that's just a great challenge, but also it's very important that we pick the right guys. So, you know, I look at this job as being, you know, just like I said before, you know, it's just, I'm very fortunate to be in this position and, you know, very fortunate to have the support we have.
And finally, Tony, a very competitive Ivy League this year, tough loss to Dartmouth last week, but Princeton will be the last home game this year. They look incredibly good. And of course, yourself and Harvard are going to be there. It must be very exciting, when you get back to these Ivy League games, because these guys are really competitive.
It's so true. I mean, you look at the season, you know, we had last year, it goes down to the, you know, the second last weekend, when we clinched at Princeton, and then obviously, you know, beat Harvard to get it outright. That it was, you know, obviously down to the last bell, you know, the last whistle on the outright championship. And, you know, it's going to be similar this year. I mean, every team, anyone could beat anybody in our league. You know, we went out to Cornell, we beat them up there. And that's a great team. They're a very good team. But it came down to the last two drives. I mean, we were able to score, to go up, you know, two scores, and they had the ball. And, you know, we had to make a stop to, you know, obviously keep them from scoring and kicking an onside kick. And, the Dartmouth game last week, I mean, it got away from us a little bit, in the first half. And then we had a comeback, and we were sitting there, you know, with 3.5 minutes left, you know, and, knocking on the door, making it a one score game. And, how many mistakes we made, we still were in it at the end. So you have to be ready to, win, on the last, you know, last possession of the game. And that's kind of what Ivy League football is all about. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Coach, before we let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you and the Yale program is doing or are doing and follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media?
I think, you know, because of the way the nature of recruiting, you know, our social, we're very active on social media. So, you know, Twitter and Instagram, you know, at Yale Football, on both of those, on Twitter and Instagram. And, that's probably the best way to keep up with just the day to day. And then our football website is insideyalefootball.com. Great website, ton of video, ton of content that we put in there, with the rosters and everything that would be good for fans and also recruits and alumni. So, you know, I think obviously with this opportunity to speak to the greater Yale community on how, you know, how much we appreciate the support they've given us and given our student athletes, not only Yale football, but speaking on behalf of Yale athletics, the support that our great community has given us, and you know, we can't thank you all enough.
Well, Coach, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of, I'm sure, what is a normally very busy night to come and be a part of the show. We hope you'll come back and join us again, perhaps later on in the season, keep us updated on how Yale is doing. But we can't thank you enough for your time tonight, and all the best to you and your family.
Always a pleasure, Tony.
Thanks, fellas. Yeah, I'd love to be on again. Just let me know, and love to join you and update you on the team.
Thanks, Tony. Take care. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
That is Yale head football coach Tony Reno. And Bob, what a great guy, and obviously an outstanding program, and a lot of history behind you know, that game between Yale and Harvard. To Coach's point, probably one of the top two or three college rivalries that there are, maybe through the top five or ten, you know, sports rivalries. So what a wonderful man, and what a great time. Thanks for bringing him on the show.
Oh, he gets it, Chris, because he's been on both sides. But as you can see, very down to earth, and keeps his wits about him and what's important in life. Big family man, if you read more about his family and everything. But again, we'll continue to stay in touch with him.
Thank you again. Yeah, looking forward to having him hopefully back on the show sometime later on in the college football season, maybe before the Harvard game, so we can really understand all the great things that happened during that week. We've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Tony on the other side of this quick station break.